Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag episode. This is where we play your voicemails, and we are so lucky we have a ton today. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Should we get into these voicemails?
Oh, yes. We got voicemails, baby.
Voicemails aplenty.
Here is the first one.
Hello, lovely lady.
Hello.
Hello. Just recently, within the last maybe couple to 3 months, started listening, and now Bimbo News is my CNN, so thank you for keeping me in the loop about all of the important things happening in the world.
You're welcome.
My question is, how did you get your phone number? Because 42069 is very nice. I'm sure there's an origin story. Maybe you've already told it, or maybe you guys just got lucky by the phone number gods. But I am curious to know, how did you snag that number? Thank you.
So, we got this number because you can pick a number, your Google Voice number, and I just kind of put in any combination of numbers. Like, I put in 420, 69, and then I found one that was like a California area code that had 42069 in it, and I was like, well, this has got to be our number.
That's so funny. I cannot believe you got it.
I can't believe that was available.
I really can't believe it either.
I couldn't. I was trying to look up like 69696969. Wasn't a lot. But then I was like, aha, 42069.
Incredible. You really did it.
I did it. Okay, next message.
Hey, Allie and Melissa.
Hi.
I have a lot of catching up to do, but it makes me feel so good inside to hear Melissa talking about being a mom and Allie talking about having a boyfriend. You guys sound so happy, and I really hope nothing has changed with Allie and her boyfriend since the episodes that I'm listening to now. Because I got catching up to do, but, you know, boyfriend or no boyfriend, so cute. You know, like, everybody deserves to be happy, so... love you guys. Bye.
Wow. We've come so far.
We have come so far.
You got a That's boyfriend. So cute. I got a baby.
It really is crazy how things
change.
Crazy.
It is. Times, they are a change. Next message.
Hi, guys. It's Carly.
Hi.
The phone only rang once this time, and it kind of freaked me out.
That's weird.
I hadn't finished thinking about what I wanted to say. Anyway, my birthday was on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Just turned 27.
Damn.
I feel super old.
That's a good
but
year.
But everybody is telling me I'm still at 22, so there's that.
Oh, yeah.
I am still poor as hell. My VA claim hasn't come in yet. I guess the Marine Corps only cares about its people while they're in. Just kidding. The reason I wanted to call is because I just saw this video on TikTok or whatever, and it was talking about the Gabby Petito case, and apparently it's finally been confirmed about what everybody already knew about Brian Laundrie's parents,
right,
already knowing that he murdered Gabby.
Right, apparently, crazy.
I'm sorry, I'm so winded. I'm running for the bus again. Okay. Apparently, after he murdered Gabby, he called his parents, and they immediately started planning for, like, a vacation, and
crazy.
They started blocking Gabby's family on everything. This is crazy. So, I don't have anything else to update. Oh, yeah, where's Jeb? We need to see Jeb. Where is everybody?
Where is everybody?
Crazy about his family, like they knew.
So what disgusting.
They tried to hide. I don't know, the whole story is fucked.
It's horrible.
That is fucked. Okay, next message.
Hi, Melissa and Allie. This is the person that called before saying, "Oh no, never mind. I'll do another one because I didn't want to say my name because I'm weird about this stuff."
Oh yes, I deleted.
But I'm from Brazil, and because you guys asked about the holiday stories. I'm from Brazil, and there's a plant there that smells really nice during the summer, and summer's when our Christmas time is, and I grew up smelling it. And fast forward to now, I'm living in the U.S., and I ended up working at a garden that has that same flower. So I spent all summer this year smelling my home Christmas smell, and it was so neat. I love you guys. I've been listening for a while, and it's my first time calling, so that's why I'm weird. Bye.
You're not weird.
That's nice.
That's really cute.
Brazilian flowers.
Smell is one of the biggest forms of nostalgia.
It really is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My nostalgic smell is cigarette smoke. It really brings
really
me back.
Funny.
It really,
really brings
is.
You back to home.
Like, yep.
Good old home.
Good old Marlboros. Okay, next message.
Hi. This is Harmony again.
Harmony.
I'm going to be brave and try again, even though I don't know why you couldn't hear me last time. So I don't know.
Yes. She called in. Was it a few weeks ago, and we couldn't, he kept cutting in and out, and I was like, please.
Oh, right.
Here it is.
Time either, and it's a lot of pressure. I think last time I was talking about the lucid dreaming thing, where when I first started listening to y'all, and you had done that episode on it, and I started doing a little, like, look at your fingers, and ask if you're dreaming throughout the day kind of thing.
Oh,
and then, eventually, I had a dream where I did that, and I noticed, like, something's not right. Mm-hmm. But then when I got to the point where I was like, oh, I can control the dream, I couldn't figure out what to actually do. The only thing
yeah, that's how I would feel. I'd be like, okay, so what now?
Well, now?
Just go streaking. So that's what I did, but it was very boring. Like, all the NPCs in the dream were just, like, ignoring it. So, I don't know. Any suggestions on if I can make myself lucid dream again? What I would actually do? I've had, like, flying dreams before. That's fun. But, like, what else? What do you do?
What do you do in a dream?
I don't know what else I was talking about before. Mostly, probably, that you are all wonderful. And I'm anxious. I'm trying to catch up so that I have seen all the 90 Day Fiancé episodes so that I can go back and hear what you guys are thinking, because I have a lot of thoughts and I need to know what you guys are thinking.
We got a lot of thoughts too.
I didn't know that I could use the HBO to watch them now, because last time I was Peach Camp with them, they were on Hulu and then they weren't. Anywho, I guess I am one of your listeners who is also 90 Day Fiancé being. And it's very cute that everyone else still listens to you guys, even though they aren't actually watching the show. But there's a lot to catch up on, y'all. Like, all of them?
There's a lot of them.
Okay, so I guess that's it for now. Love you. La, 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 la.
So what do you do in a dream?
I would just like fly.
I know, like flying and...
I guess like look around. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you do? I've never lucid...
Me either.
Dream, so I don't really know...
Like how much control you have.
Right. Can you
like build, can you like just make other things happen, or are you just awake in your dream being able to notice stuff?
Can you eat cake? Eat some cake?
Make some river pasta? River macaronis?
River macaronis.
If you lucid dream, call in and let us know.
I would just fly.
Yeah, I would just like fly around, I guess.
Yeah, what else?
I don't know.
Imagine being in a dream and you're like, well,
I'm bored here too.
Okay, next message.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Jacqueline from Oklahoma. Dog on the counter. Got some news. Just got a new puppy.
Oh.
It was a rescue and he's very scrawny, but loving the puppy life. And then I want to tell you that I am one of those crazies that listen to 90 Day Fiancé, have never seen a single episode.
You're all
crazy.
But
what I like to do is sit there and imagine what you would say about my husband and I and our relationship and
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh, no.
And just like to daydream about that. You guys are fantastic. Keep up the good work. La, la, la. Bye.
Wow. New puppy.
That is really funny.
That's exciting.
Sometimes when I'm like in my relationship and I want to like pop off or be a bitch, I'll be like, how would this portray on TV?
Oh, interesting.
Or if I was to watch myself on TV or like this moment on TV, how as a viewer would I spectate it? Like, would I think I'm would I be like, you're misinterpreting that, or like you're overreacting, right, or whatever? Like, that's sometimes I see myself as a spectator in order to.
And does that help you? Like,
yeah, like see things more realistically instead of like as in my body reacting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Try it out.
The next time I'm like, fuck you, Martin.
Yeah. Like if I was watching myself on TV. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. How would outside people view this? Am I being crazy?
Yeah. Or like sometimes my boyfriend will say something and I'll like take it personally, even though it's like totally not personal.
Yeah.
And I know if I was watching someone else say that, like if it, like sometimes when Jasmine reacts about things.
Yes.
That are, she's being crazy when the situation is not bad. I'm like okay, am I doing something like that? Yeah, like things like that.
That's the Siegel method.
Yeah, the Siegel method.
Patented Siegel method.
TM.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Hello, this is Jennifer. I'm watching the latest mailbag episode. Jordan's calling. talking about like, is it stuffing or dressing?
Oh.
I've always thought this argument was very funny because I've literally never seen a turkey stuffed in my life.
Me either, actually. So I've never had a stuffed turkey.
I've always used the stuffing and dressing interchangeably. I'm sure there's some kind of rule, but I don't know. Has anybody ever seen a turkey stuffed? Because I haven't.
Yes, all the time.
I never have.
Bye.
Wait, you've never seen a turkey? How do you eat stuffing?
On the side.
Right, but how is it just cooked separately?
Yeah.
Wow, because I've always, or my mom always puts the stuffing inside the turkey.
Oh, interesting.
And cooks it in with the turkey. That's how Martin does it too.
Oh, wow. No, I've never, they don't do it like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
But also my parents don't cook the turkey. They buy a turkey. From Popeyes.
Martin does this thing, because I don't really like turkey.
Me either.
But Martin does this thing where he will, like, when he's cooking the turkey, he'll take two whole sticks of butter.
I was going to say, that's how you do it.
Put it under the skin.
Oof, yeah.
Just
that's moist.
Under the skin, and then dumps, like, olive oil on it and butter. And I'm like, that's how you make it good.
Gotta get moist. Yeah.
I don't love turkey.
Is Martin the cook between the two of you? Like, is he the one who cooks?
Because I don't know how to cook a turkey.
Yeah.
He does the
turkey. What about like normal cooking though? Like on a nightly basis or whatever?
We kind of both. I don't really cook that much.
Adam, my boyfriend, is the cook between us. I mean, I will cook for myself, but like if it's for both of us, he'll be like, I'll cook.
Yeah, Martin's like,
point taken.
I think he's the better cook. Yeah. But I've been baking more because I don't know how to cook or bake really.
Me either.
But I've started baking like once a week. Like I'm making different types of muffins because Ripley likes them.
I
need to start baking. I have a child.
Yeah, that's another 2024 goal.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Start making more food.
Yeah.
Start eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like a crazy person.
Love that though.
Okay, next message.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Luke. I'm from upstate New York and I'm a really big fan. My girlfriend got me into Webcrawlers and
cute.
I was never really a huge wait, she's calling me on the phone right now, so I guess I will try this again another time. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, his girlfriend's calling him. He's gotta hang up.
She knows. I sense that he's on the phone with a woman. I got a call.
Woman.
Hi. This is Luke from upstate New York. I just started to leave a voicemail, and then my girlfriend, who I had just mentioned in the voicemail, called me. But I'm Luke from upstate New York.
Who are you
talking to? I'm a really big fan. My girlfriend got me into Web Crawlers, and I was never a huge podcast guy, but now I am.
That's a huge compliment.
Because I think on the Bimbo News this morning, you were talking about the Panera charged lemonades.
Sure we were.
I believe you said if you had them, call in. And boy, have I had them. I don't want to say I almost died from them because that would, I feel like that would be disrespectful to those who have and like get your,
respect. But tell us more. Sure.
I feel so, I'm so stressed about this. Anyways, I go to a community college in upstate New York, and there's a Panera Bread right across the street from the college.
Okay.
And I had tried the little charged lemonades a few times. And then this fall, I was like, I should start going to Panera this semester because I never actually had before. I started going, and I signed up for the Panera Sip Club, which is their paid $12 a month. And, sorry, I'm on the highway. And,
don't crash.
You pay $12 a month and you get free unlimited drinks, unlimited refills.
$12 a month?
When did I get cut off here? Anyways, I signed up for it because they had like a 3 months for free promotion. And, so I still haven't paid for it, but over the course of the fall, I probably had like 90 of those large charged lemonades. Because I would, Monday through Thursday, have 1 to 3 or 4 per day for most of the fall until I quit them about a month ago.
Quit them.
Because
I just got out of rehab.
So I'm a pretty active, healthy guy. Like, my resting heart rate.
Oh, my God, you have a heart attack?
For a few years, I've been like 58 beats a minute. I don't know when I get cut off here. I'm calling again. Just 1 second.
He calls back. Dang, 58 resting heart rate. That's good.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Tachycardia.
Is that a high?
My resting heart rate is like 107.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mine's pretty high too. And that's because I just don't do enough cardio.
Well, that too. But it's also been in the past few years, it's been that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So when you drink like caffeine and stuff, do you like feel it?
Kind of, it always kind of feels the same, though.
Interesting. Wait, he calls back.
Okay, good.
Hi, this is Luke again. This is now my third voicemail in the past 10 minutes.
Good.
Anyways, I didn't know what I was going to get cut off for if I had already been, so I'm just making sure here. Anyways,
you quit the lemonade.
Basically, drink 1 to 3 or 4 Panera Charge lemonades Monday through Thursday all of this fall until the
too many.
So I don't know. I can't do that math in my head, but I had probably way, like a shit ton of them, like way too many. And I knew they had a lot of caffeine, but the thing is, I never felt the effects of it like I would with coffee or something. I would feel like slightly amped up, but never got like the jitters or anything like that. Like coffee sometimes will make me feel.
So I should have some.
I drink them a lot because they're delicious. They're so good.
There's some sugar in them.
But I just kind of like brush it off. Like it is not hurting me. I'm young. I'm 21 and healthy, and I am healthy. So the other part of the story is that I like I run every day. I have a run streak.
Dang.
I'm like pretty fit.
Well, you run every day.
I guess. it's not like I run like crazy or anything, but. So, like, I had a rest.
So, you're hot and love Panera?
A minute for the past few years since I got my Apple Watch. That's what it said. I don't know how accurate it is, but it said, like, on average, 58 beats a minute resting heart rate, which I was always proud of. Like, that's healthy.
That's very good.
Anyways, over the fall, my resting heart rate went up 20 beats a minute to, like, 78, 80 beats a minute. And it could just be me making it up, but I attribute that to the Charged Lemonades.
I bet.
Because since I have quit them, my resting heart rate has gone down 15 beats per minute. To like 65. So anyways, it didn't kill me. But who knows if it would have if I had kept drinking them.
Wow.
And that's basically my story. I'm a huge fan. I love you guys. I just thought that you said maybe call in if you tried the Panera Charge Lemonade. And I have. I sure have. Love you guys. Bye.
That is scary. I mean,
yeah. That's still, like, not a bad heart rate, though. Like,
no,
75.
But to go up, like, 20 beats?
Yeah, that's a lot. Like, if you already have a high heart rate, that would be scary.
So if you're having 4 a day for 4 days a week, 16 a week.
That's crazy. He's lucky that he was fit.
32, that's 68 a month. Man.
That's insane.
And it's $12 a month for the Sip Club. You get free refills. Dang, that's pretty cheap. Do you get free refills?
But do you ever actually get a refill, though?
Well, this guy was drinking 1 to 4.
Well, I know this guy, it works for him. I guess if like you're in college.
If you're studying.
And like you just go across the street and get a refill. But I've
Right.
Yeah, but I've never been in a restaurant and actually finished my drink and gotten a refill.
Oh, you've never eaten in McDonald's, Taco Bell?
No, and finished and gotten a refill?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, no. I've, like, never finished my drink and gotten a refill.
Must be nice. Oh, I've for sure done that multiple times.
Oh, my God, no, I haven't.
Or you get water. And then you fill it with Coke so you don't have to pay the extra.
Yeah, well, that's your scam artist voice.
That's my scam.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, next message.
Hey, Webcrawling Bimbos. This is Amy from Ohio, and I've been catching up on episodes. Oh my God, I just love the mailbag episode so much. Jordan, oh my God, the Bigfoot erotica. He read off the Kohl's cash. I was at TJ Maxx in line, and I was cracking up laughing.
Yeah, that's from an old episode.
I couldn't tell anybody why, and the lady and I were behind me were kind of talking a little bit, and then I resumed the episode, and he started talking about the Bigfoot, his Bigfoot within, and I don't know. It was so over the top. It was so awesome. I loved it so much. I have a story about oily discharge from the anus.
What?
After I was really young, and my OBGYN told me that I should not hold on to the baby weight, prescribed me, oh my God, I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, it was the pill that did not allow you to absorb a certain amount of fat that you eat. And it would in the form of an orange, literal oil.
Oh, yes, I know what she's talking about.
Oil coming out of your ass.
Yeah.
So if you ate a Big Mac and you took the pill, you would have...
Oh, it was like Alestra. Like it was...
Yeah.
Orange oil leaking out of your ass.
No!
Go to the bathroom, you spit out oil, and it would, like, stick to the rim of the toilet.
You must have just listened to the Olestra episode.
You just can't even believe it. So, no. It did work, but, I mean, I can't eat fat. That's why it worked. So, anyway, the over-the-counter version is called Ally, A-L-L-I, and it is half of the strength. So,
sure is.
Imagine... you just can't. It's just unbelievable. Okay, I don't remember what it's called right now, but I'm sure you guys will look it up. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, like those gummy bears.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's... Like, that can't be good for your body.
I forgot to tell you the story. I always hear somebody mentioning... One time I shit my pants or a pants.
Always hearing someone.
Well, when we were always saying in 2000, we had an apartment and we used to have a bunch of friends over all the time, you know, watch the big games or whatever.
The big game.
The big game.
Well, one of my husband's friends, stuffed he shit his pants at her house. And obviously we didn't know any of this. Maybe not obvious, but we didn't know that any of this happened. Our toilet started running, and I was like, that's weird. Like, all of a sudden, our toilet's running. And at the time, I worked at Home Depot part-time, and so I was like, yeah, I got this, you know, I know about plumbing. Well, his friend jumped up to help us, to help me figure it out. Like, oh, I'll help you, like, out of nowhere. Turns out, I opened up the back of the toilet tank to fix it, and there was heart-shaped boxers stuffed in the toilet tank. Turns out the dude shit himself at our house. Must have, you know, done some hard drinking the night before. Didn't say, like, hey, Ben, I shit my pants. I take a shower and, like, borrow some clothes or whatever. He just said, take his underwear off, stuff them in the toilet tank, which caused the toilet to run over, and never admitted it. Like, the last time we talked about it was probably, like, 10 years ago, and he still denied it was him. But
what?
Two boxers in the toilet tank. Good pants sitting story. All right. Random, I know. Bye. See ya.
That's crazy.
I can't believe he denied it, but also that makes no sense. Like, why would you hide it there? You're obviously gonna fuck up the toilet.
Is there, I mean, maybe they didn't have a
trash can in there,
like,
or something?
A trash can, or like you could wrap it up in toilet paper.
Yeah, I would
put,
like,
in your pocket or something.
Yeah, like, there's so many other ideas.
You could just, like,
hide it under the sink or something.
I got to go outside and then just, like, throw it in the trash.
Yeah,
I got
to run
outside.
To the car or something. Yeah, that makes no sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's, he must
and
have been
still
drunk
denies
when he did
it.
That. Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
Who else?
Yeah, who else would it be? And I love that he tried to help to try to make it seem like it wasn't
him.
Oh,
yeah, I'll go help. Oh, what's this doing in
here? Yeah, what?
I'll help.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers.
Hello.
And this is super weird because I just found y'all, like, I don't know, 2 months ago, because I commute 2 hours every day. Ooh. And, yeah, they're from 2021 is where I'm at. Anyway, so this morning I was listening to, I don't know if it was a live show, but y'all were talking about how seeing pennies are, like, good luck. What do you know? This moving truck passes me, and they are called, like, Penny's Movers. So I was like, that's weird. And then just now I had to go get a money order. And I live in Kansas City, Kansas, but I work in Ottawa, Kansas. And y'all were doing a live show with, like, some chick that said she was in Ottawa.
Mm,
and I was like,
weird.
Whoa. She was in Canada. Anyway, boing, just thought that was weird and trippy and coincidental. Oh, this is Tori, by the way, from Kansas. Have a great life and talk
have
to you.
Have a great life.
Anyway, have a great life.
Have a great life.
Talk to you never. It's funny
that
when people
so
bring
funny.
Up things that I'm sure we said. I don't have any recollection.
Yeah, I have no recollection.
Seeing pennies is good luck. It is, right?
I think. I don't know. No, I don't even know what I said 5 minutes ago.
I don't know. Okay, next message.
Hey, this is Renee from Aledo, Texas, and I'm just calling about the possum that jumped on the football field.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That actually happened in Lubbock, Texas, Texas Tech University. And that's a school that I went to many, many years ago. This is actually the second time that an animal has jumped onto the football field and stopped the game.
That's
the first time it was a fox. And time this happened, we beat one of our biggest rivals, TCU, on a Thursday night game. These two animals have gained legendary status in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
So if you were
that's
to go
really
into,
funny.
Say, Texas Tech, sorry, a Texas Tech memorabilia shop, you would see plush toys and T-shirts with these
funny.
Animals. And they actually even made a big mascot for a person to wear on the field of these two animals. So these two animals
really
are legendary in Lubbock. So that's just a little rundown. Wreck'em Tech, guns up, and boing.
Wow, Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas. There's foxes in Texas?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's the craziest part of this, is there's foxes.
Foxes in Texas, rats in my engine, possums on the field.
What's
this
next?
What coming to.
Okay, next message.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Thomas. Long time listener, first time caller. I started off at the very beginning. I made it to the November 9th, 2021 episode. Ooh. And so big fan of the show. Love what you guys do. Found you guys' podcast through The Alarmist.
Ooh.
And I'm not really into conspiracy or, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason kind of thing, but you guys crack me up. And I know we're supposed to keep away from press, radio, and films, but, you know, I gotta say, Allie, you inspire me. Thank you so much for what you do.
Wow.
I have to travel to California sometimes, like Camarillo or San Diego, and a big dream of mine is, you know, maybe one day I'll get to a meeting and you'll be there and we get to meet in person. I also have a bunch of crazy stuff, especially from the early episodes. You guys talk about when you're kind of like drifting off to sleep, and then you guys hear, like some people hear like loud instruments. And so I kind of had one of those moments and I started like seizing up. And then it lasted for like 3 seconds. I don't know what that's about.
Sleep paralysis?
I've also seen a couple times of the Shadow Man.
The Hat Man.
I didn't know what it was, or I thought I was just hallucinating until you guys talked about it.
Wow.
And I recently had one of the craziest repeating dreams. I'm at like a sober retreat right now. And last night, I had a dream 4 times in a row where I had to like start over. Kind of like that, who's that Scientologist dude? The one they worship, whatever the fuck his name is.
Tom Cruise.
No, I kept like starting over and over and over. I had to like defend a gas station and like drive to the police station. Every time I got to the road, I had to like reset because like the people attacking the gas station like caught up to me. But then during the 4th dream where I had to reset, I got in my vehicle, I went out, and then I saw what I was supposed to do. The one leading the charge was the LuLaRoe CEO. So I ran her over, and then all of a sudden I woke up, and I didn't have that dream again.
That's so really weird.
Like,
the final boss.
All right. Yeah. Super weird, but
it's like happy death day, but
so
a dream.
I'm going to leave the voicemail on my terms. So bye.
You'll leave a voicemail on my terms.
That's funny. When you listen to many of our episodes, you're like, I got to kill people in the gas station. The LuLaRoe CEO shows up.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 2 messages left.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. This is Troy from Ontario.
Ooh.
This is my first time calling. I didn't think I'd be so nervous, but oh well.
That's so cute.
I've been listening for almost a year now. I'm almost caught up. I've been fighting for my life to get through all the episodes. I think I'm around March 2022.
I get it. It's a struggle. It is a struggle.
Please never stop making the episodes because I love them way too much and they get me through my undergrad, which is amazing.
Undergrad.
I'm not calling about anything important. I've been looking for an excuse to call, but I just started watching What We Do in the Shadows, you know, to get ready for Halloween.
Great show.
And Nadja looks exactly like Allie. Like, it's uncanny.
I've heard that
scary,
a lot.
Honestly.
I've heard that.
Maybe I'm just stupid, but when the credits were playing, like, I thought it was honestly Allie, and I was like, I almost looked up the cast, but I wasn't that stupid. I waited for it to play.
Is crazy.
I like to kind of assume that Allie became a vampire and is now on the show, living with the others.
For sure.
Anyway, hopefully that made sense and wasn't too stupid, but love you, ladies, and I'm excited to catch up and listen to all the rest of your episodes. Honk, honk.
Yeah, you do look like
I've heard that in appearance and personality.
Yes.
That my personality is like her character and that I also resemble her.
That is very funny.
Maybe it is based off me. You never know.
You never know. You never know. Okay, last message of the day.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. This is Troy from Ontario calling again.
Hello.
I've called before, but I don't think it's got to the point where I called yet.
Yes, we did.
But anyway,
we just did.
Yes.
I had to call in right away because I'm like going through like kind of a half of a breakup right now, mainly due to the other person's avoided attachment issues, which is just so much fun to deal with.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I was scrolling through Instagram, it's through Reels, and I lost my train of thought already. A lot of the stuff that's been coming up has to do with, like, avoiding attachment stuff because I've been reading so much about it. So that makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came up and I was like nodding along. I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And I was so excited. And then I looked at the name and it said Teal Swan Official. So I thought I'd call and get you guys to talk some sense into me so I don't get wrapped up into that. But anyway, hope to hear this soon and can't wait for more episodes. Bye-bye.
Teal Swan Official.
That's the problem. It's not all nonsense. Like, she doesn't speak total nonsense. I got a Teal Swan video the other day on my algorithm, and I didn't realize it was her. And I the same thing happened to me. And I was like, she's not speaking crazy right now. But
that's like Scientology. Some of the stuff really works.
Yeah,
that's 100%. How they get you in.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to say 100%. But there is an undercurrent of all mental health stuff that is similar.
Yeah.
And then it goes wackadoo.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Anyways, guys, happy 2024. Ending of 2023, 2024 starting. I said that very eloquently. And thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to call. We love you guys so much. We seriously, really, truly do appreciate you. I have a parasocial relationship with all of you.
Same.
I consider you guys my friends. Yeah, we really do. We need you more than you need us. So
believe us.
We're desperate. all right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.